In the sea area wedged between Indonesia and the Solomon Islands lies an extraordinarily rich sample of biodiversity. Three quarters of all coral species live here, a third of the world's fish, half of its mangroves, all precious ecosystems. Nancy Knowlton, a leading expert in marine life with Smithsonian's Institute in Washington, says humans could not live without this region called the Coral Triangle.
It's by far the most diverse part of the oceans. And so if you had to protect any one part of the ocean, you'd protect this place. Things that are here can move from out of the Coral Triangle into, say, the Great Barrier Reef or north to Japan or farther east into the Pacific Ocean. So in that sense, you could think of it as a nursery where so much of the diversity of the world's oceans is concentrated.
The National Park of Bunaken near Manado in northern Indonesia lies in the heart of the Coral Triangle. Early one recent morning, several small boats rocked gently on the turquoise water, each with a few scuba divers getting ready to jump in to admire some of the most beautiful coral reefs on the planet. Below the surface, schools of fishes dance in the divers' bubbles. The coral reefs flash like green, yellow, and red flowers in an amazing chorus of colors. Places like the Bunaken National Park directly support the livelihood of more than 100 million people throughout the Coral Triangle. This part of the world's ocean also feeds millions outside of its borders, as it nurses young fish that end up in plates all around the world. At the end of a dive, David Maikoli, a climate change specialist from the Asian Development Bank, says that this area is endangered. Pollution, development on land, and overfishing cause problems. But even natural events, such as the El Niño weather pattern of warming ocean currents, can be a threat.
There are some shifts that we can see that are consistent with what's predicted associated with climate change. There was a El Niño event here in 97-98 when the sea temperature increased substantially, and there was some coral bleaching at that time. And there's a lot of concern that the next El Niño may be even stronger. But over the longer haul, they're quite worried about changes in ocean chemistry, the temperature, and how that will affect the marine organisms.
The environmental organization WWF just released a study that paints a bleak picture of what will happen to the Coral Triangle if nothing is done to protect it. Ove Oegtgulberg led the research team. He says that negotiations to curb carbon emissions to be held in Copenhagen next December will be crucial for its survival.
When you take the stresses from overfishing and pollution and things, and then you pile those on top with climate change, things disappear much more quickly. So if I'm now to go back to our world where we haven't been very careful with this reef, and then I imagine that our leaders have let us down in Copenhagen, what we'll see here is that this restaurant that we're sitting in could be underwater. We'd see a reef that was devastated. We'd see no mangroves. So at the end of the day, it'd be a largely unlivable world.
Most climate researchers says the emission of so-called greenhouse gases, many of them burning fuels such as oil and coal, contribute to warming global temperatures. They say those rising temperatures will cause severe weather disturbance that could threaten crops, animal life, and cities all around the world. Nancy Knowlton says time is running short on efforts to reduce global warming.
I'm not personally comfortable with the idea of destroying one quarter of all diversity on the planet. That qualifies as a mass extinction. We've only had five mass extinctions in the whole history of the planet, for, you know, hundreds of millions of years. For humans to create a sixth mass extinction, that's a pretty serious responsibility for us to take on.
During the World Oceans Conference that wrapped up this week in Manado, delegates stressed the importance of oceans in fighting climate change. But they say the conference was only a first step. Next up is Copenhagen Summit, where governments hope to reach an agreement to drastically curb carbon emissions. Sonia Nurin for VOA News in Manado.